The first of three young women killed in a quadruple shooting on Harlem Street in Dorchester 9 days ago has been laid to rest, with people close to her saying they hope the deaths lead to changes in the city. WBUR's Dolores Handy was at the funeral and has this report.
We've come this far, my baby.
By the time funeral services began for 22-year-old Cherise Perkins, well, more than 1,000 mourners had filed through the Morning Star Baptist Church in Mattapan. The 1,000-seat church was overflowing, with many dressed in purple, her favorite color. They were friends from Cherise's days in dance school, from her grammar school. She was in the original class at Boston's Young Achievers School of Science and Math. From her high school, the John D. O'Brien Exam School of Mathematics and Science. From Roxbury Community College, where she studied engineering. From the hotel in Midtown Boston, where for the past year she'd worked as a concierge. Cherise Michelle Perkins was sitting in a parked car in front of her home in Dorchester with three of her friends from high school when they were all shot. Only one survived. Police are still searching for suspects.
Cherise Perkins has become another martyr in the cause of peace.
Bishop John Borders is senior pastor at Morning Star. He says Cherise has become a catalyst for change, that it's time for the community to come forward.
We have to expose the people, call names of those who sell drugs, those who run in gangs. Those who commit violent acts must be exposed to the light of day. Her death will spark change.
But Gary Adams is Cherise's uncle and a minister at Morning Star. He recalls the family's annual vacations on Martha's Vineyard, how every year all branches of the family would come together. And Cherise, he says, was radiant.
Cherise had moxie. She had courage. She had pluck. She had guts. Cherise had flavor.
And I know that he watches. He watches me.
Cherise's friend, Kristen Larty, will be buried on Saturday. Genevieve Phillips' family is still making her arrangements. A fourth friend, who was in the car, remains in the hospital. Like Cherise, they were all 22 years old. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.
On the space.